From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. The parents of an autistic teenager who was shot multiple times with a taser and beaten by Maryville, Missouri police officers have lost their lawsuit against the officers. Dan Margulies reports.
A federal jury in Kansas City found in favor of two Maryville policemen who had been sued for wrongful detention and excessive use of force. Christopher Kramer, then an 18-year-old special ed student in Maryville, was running home from school one day and stopped to tie a shoelace on someone's front lawn. It turned out to belong to a state trooper who asked Kramer if he could help him. The teen ran away and the trooper called police. When they caught up with the fleeing youth, they tackled him and shot him multiple times with a taser before subduing him. His parents had sought $2 million in damages for what they said was their son's wrongful detention. Attorneys for the police argued they had a reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri senators are close to approving a plan to finance the repairs of the state's bridges. The Missouri Senate backed a proposal yesterday that would directly spend $50 million for bridge repair projects. It would also issue about $300 million in bonds if the federal government awards what's known as infra grant for fixing bridges. Senate President Dave Schott says the move is a compromise with conservatives who didn't want the state on the hook for millions of dollars in interest payments.
Again, I think that the reality of this coming to pass is highly likely, and this bond proposal will move forward at that point in time.
The proposal still needs another vote before heading over to the House. The University of Missouri is hosting a campus-wide interactive open house for the community this Saturday. This is the first ever Show Me Mizzou Day and will include various department tours, speakers, and community events. Noah Taborda has more.
Show Me Mizzou Day will bring athletics and academics together, offering the full campus experience to families around the state. The events range from a presentation by Nobel laureate and MU professor emeritus George Smith to a bridge-building competition for middle schoolers. In the afternoon, the Mizzou football team will host their spring game. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says there will be more than 100 events, providing a unique look at MU.
Sometimes it may not be evident about what the university is doing that impact everyone in every corner of the state, and so this is an opportunity to learn about that.
The events will run from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. The football spring game kicks off at 3 p.m. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
As spring turkey season draws near, the Missouri Department of Conservation is reminding hunters of new rules regarding lead shotgun pellets. The MDC has added 16 conservation areas to the list of regions where hunters must use lead-free shot. Mike Schreier is the wildlife management chief for the MDC. He says birds and other wildlife get lead poisoning from the shotgun pellets.
Truthfully, it's protecting hunting heritage for the long term. We can't continue to put something on the landscape that's toxic and leave that for the generations to come behind us.
Youth turkey season opened this past weekend, with hunters harvesting more than 2,500 turkeys. Regular spring turkey season opens April 15th. I'm Molly Dove. KBIA News, Columbia.